Good morning. We have some low clouds and fog to start the short work week across a large part of interior New York and New England. Temperatures are on the mild side and mainly in the 50s and lower 60s. A cold front sliding in from the north could touch off an isolated shower or thunderstorm primarily across the Catskills and mid and lower Hudson Valley a little later on today. Out ahead of the front, temperatures will easily climb into the lower to mid 80s across most of the region, while behind the front, the dew point and the humidity will drop as the wind shifts around to the north, so lower humidity for just about everyone the second half of the day today. Skies will clear out tonight, and it will be comfortable with temperatures dropping back into the 50s and lower 60s. This will set us up for a good-looking day tomorrow with that same high-pressure center in control. We'll have mostly sunny skies. Some clouds will tend to mix in during the afternoon. The breeze will increase out of the southeast, so the humidity will come up a touch, but high temperatures, again, will be around the 80-degree mark. As we get into the day on Thursday, some moisture will start to creep in from the south. As a result, skies will become mostly cloudy, and there is the chance of a late-day thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. That moisture, complements of what's left of subtropical depression Alberto as it tracks in our direction from our south and west. With more moisture building and a trough of low pressure pivoting in from the Great Lakes, showers and thunderstorms will be more likely on Friday and Saturday. Otherwise, both days will be mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Still the risk of a scattered shower or storm on Sunday as that system pivots through. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s and some cooler air behind the system on Monday, but it should dry out with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring subtropical depression Alberto, located about 30 miles west of Montgomery, Alabama, with maximum sustained winds of 30 miles per hour. After making landfall late yesterday over the Florida Panhandle, Alberto weakened to a subtropical depression and should gradually lose all tropical characteristics by later today. Regardless of these changes in characterization, it'll remain a heavy rainfall producer with an accompanying flash flood risk. Several inches of rain is likely to fall from northern sections of Alabama and Georgia northward across western Tennessee and Kentucky into southern Illinois. This generally follows the path of Alberto, where deep convection will likely erupt near its center, particularly where sufficient instability exists in areas that receive more sunshine. An additional threat area will be over the interior Carolinas, giving further lift aided by the local topography. Given tropical moisture in place over these mentioned regions, intense rainfall may lead to areas of flash flooding, particularly in locations where the soil is already saturated. Meanwhile, severe thunderstorms are expected across portions of the central and southern plains and upper Midwest today. The highest concentration of severe storms is anticipated from central Kansas into western Oklahoma during the afternoon and evening, where the Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk of damaging wind gusts, hail, and possibly a few tornadoes. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 48 degrees with a northwest wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 5 miles visibility in fog, 62 degrees, the dew point 59, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.97 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City becoming mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower to mid 80s, and in Buffalo becoming mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 53, the average temperature 64, that's 2 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.64 inches for the month, which is 1.59 inches below normal, and 14.34 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 0.06 of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low 51. The record high 93 set in 1931, and the record low 34 in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m., sunset this evening 8:24 p.m., 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the lower to mid-80s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows around 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm, lower 80s. An isolated thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms Friday and Saturday, upper 70s and lower 80s. Still the chance of a thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.